Two of the Bay Area's three major airports sit right on the bay, and they're among the billions of dollars worth of infrastructure that will be threatened as sea levels rise. Bay Area planners assume the bay will rise at the least by 6 inches in the next 15 years, a foot in the next 35, and 3 feet by the end of the century.
I think of sea level rise actually in terms of time, because it's really hard to imagine what 3 feet of sea level rise really means.
But Bay Conservation and Development Commission Executive Director Larry Goldsband knows what 3 feet means, and it isn't good. And while a flooded airport or marina gets your attention, Goldsband points to maps showing where rising waters will threaten many of the Bay Area's less glamorous places.
It is incumbent upon us regionally, and that's why it's so good that we're working on this regionally, to make sure that the underserved communities, so for example, of East Palo Alto and Alviso and West Oakland and Richmond and the Canal District, are not treated like they've been treated in the past, as an afterthought.
You might think the answer would just be to build big levees, and levees might be one way to deal with a higher bay. But BCDC's Maggie Wenger says they might not look like the textbook levee. Instead, think wide, so-called horizontal levees.
A lot of the riprap you see around the bay is often a 3-to-1 slope, so it's three times as wide as it is tall. When we talk about horizontal levee, you're talking about a 30-to-1 slope or maybe a 100-to-1 slope, so having a very, very gentle slope up it.
Marshes and mudflats like the ones in Hayward surrounding the Highway 92 approach to the San Mateo Bridge are important. They can provide a buffer against sea level rise, but not every part of the Bay Area is blessed with them.
Hayward has done such a good job conserving its shoreline since the 70s that they actually have wonderful space in which to do this. Unfortunately, that's not common everywhere in the bay.
Those acres of wetlands in Hayward are a perfect buffer zone for higher water and waves. Enough room for a horizontal levee, and also to someday let a major East Bay wastewater system release treated water in a way that keeps the marshland healthy. But here's a reality of a higher bay level future. Hundreds upon hundreds of public agencies and private interests will have to make decisions, but all those decisions interact.
Shoreline protection has to work in big segments. I can't change my parcel, and you change your parcel, and you change your parcel. It won't all work together.
This disaster is coming, and while it won't destroy things in seconds like an earthquake, it must be addressed.
I'm not sure that the proper question is who wants to deal with this. Maybe the proper question is who has to deal with this.
The region's challenge will be how to coordinate so one community's fix doesn't make things worse somewhere else, and how to pay for what will surely be a multi-billion-dollar process of adaptation. Stan Bunger, KCBS.